We welcome our guest, Dana Cadell. Dana, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. Just fine. Tell us, who is Dana Cadell? Tell us about yourself.
Dana Cadell is a singer-songwriter. I am, let's see, my current single is What He's Done. It was written and produced by Warren Campbell. I am a, what did I say, I'm a singer, I'm a writer, I'm just an all-around happy kind of girl.
Okay. Now, how did you hook up with Warren Campbell?
Oh, wow. Okay, I got to make a long story short. Let's see. I had been a fan of Warren's for forever, back when he did Sean Neese's comeback project. And my sister, who is a publicist, she was the publicist for Mary Mary years later, and she brought this EPK to me, and she was like, tell me what you think, you know, about this group and whatever. And I was like, oh, I think they're cool, you know, whatever. I said, but, you know, that's Warren Campbell, because he was, like, in the footage. And she was like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, that's right. You know, you've always liked him, da, 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 da. So through all these years of, you know, my sister working with the girls and what have you, I met Warren, and now we're all just like family. And that's how we came together.
Okay.
So basically through my sister, Phyllis Cadell, who's a publicist.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Our guest, Dana Cadell. Dana, how hard is it to be a gospel artist?
Well, I just think an artist, period, it's difficult, because it really is. I always say this, it's a hard nut to crack. You know, until you've made it, you're like that kid in high school who's never like in the in group.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And I mean, I don't care if that's, you know, if it's mainstream or if it's gospel or whatever. I just, you know, it kind of feels like that until, you know, like they say, you're as big as your next hit or whatever. It's a difficult game, but, you know, if it's in your blood and in your spirit, and, you know, you have to pursue this thing. But I think also with, my music is faith-based. It's urban inspirational music, and I feel like it's a little harder there, because you are accountable for everything that you do and everything that you say. And, you know, people are going to hold you accountable for all of those things. And I feel like, personally, if you are representing, you know, the word of Christ, and you are so-called, you know, calling yourself spreading the news, the good news, then you are accountable for things. So it is harder for you as an artist, because you have so much more. You can't just go out there and just be willy-nilly with it, you know?
Where or who were you trying to reach with What He's Done?
Well, actually, that's kind of like one of those things where we had basically finished the project, and I came in the studio and I was like, you know, Warren, I want just a Warren Campbell song, because I say 95% of the record I wrote myself, and, you know, we've co-wrote some things and with other producers I have also, but I just wanted a pure Warren Campbell track, and I wanted no influence. And so I had a particular song in my head, and like another song, another artist song, like that kind of thing, and he was like, nah, we're not going to do that for you.
Wow. Okay.
And the song was kind of like hard, and kind of, he was like, that's not you, you're too happy for that. So then he came up with this beat, and I was like, okay, I think I like it. And then he started, you know, just writing a song. He wrote the song in like all of 20 minutes, and I was like, I like it.
Hey.
So that is how that came about. But I really believe, it was weird, it was just like he just spoke to me, because at the time I was going through a lot of those things that the song is discussing, you know, having a hard time paying my bills, you know, just wondering, like, you know, what's going on and how am I going to do this, God? And so it was just perfect, and just for this time. So I think it really speaks to everyone, especially during these hard times, you know?
Have you ever gotten to the point where you've said to yourself, God, is this for me? Or am I just running into a wall, and maybe I should be doing something else? Ever had those kind of thoughts?
Well, I was there yesterday and the day before. I was just kidding. I'm human. I do. I mean, in my spirit, in everything in me, I know that this is for me. I know that God has blessed me with a talent, and I believe it's a pretty good one. So I am confident in that, but sometimes it gets so hard and you run into so many walls and you do feel like giving up, but you can't. It's like, I always say, it's like that person on the slot machine, and, they sit there all night, and they never win, and they get up, and the person sits down, and then they win the jackpot. So it's like you can't stop, you just got to give it your all.
What inspires Dana to write?